Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com. Click on the Musicians tab.
Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio here on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies and I'm your host today. Thank you folks for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Coffee and Capitalism Radio, a place where we bring you exclusive interviews and distinct content from leaders who drive our economy, from CEOs to small business owners to mentors. Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, ideas, and inspiration. Here at Coffee and Capitalism, we are all about making money and giving back, learning the fine art of balance in work and family life, all while prioritizing your time, learning how to be a good, responsible, ethical capitalist. On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, it is a year in review for those groundbreakers in industry who have shown that they have figured out how to reinvent, how to redo, how to tweak it a little bit, and tinker their way into something new. Those people are the groundbreakers in this economy. All right, well, here's what we got today. We travel to Fort Collins, Colorado, and we talk to Brad Lincoln, the owner of Funkworks Brewery. That man has put in all kinds of thing in his beer, and he also has figured out the microbrew. He's got a nice little place, and he's figured out how to reinvent that industry. Groundbreaker Brad Lincoln with Funkworks Brewery a little bit later in the program. Plus, Eric Hatch. Hatch went from a mid-level realtor to the top real estate team in North Dakota, top 40 in the country, and now he has taken those skills of reinventing real estate and bringing them into other industries through Hatch Coaching. Just a little bit later in the program, Eric Hatch with Hatch Coaching. And then we travel to the Bakken oil field and talk to Whiting Petroleum. Charles Olson with Whiting Petroleum. The things that they're doing out there in the Bakken are amazing. Something called refrac. They're going back in and refracking the wells and holes that they've already fracked, bringing out more oil. Truly a groundbreaking technology happening out in the oil and gas industry, specifically the Bakken oil field. Charles Olson, Whiting Petroleum. Then Rick Moon with Frank's Manufacturing. They're doing all kinds of different things in plastics these days. Frank's Manufacturing and Rick Moon tell the story of how they're doing in agriculture, energy, and other industries when it comes to manufacturing plastic. That's Rick Moon, Frank's Manufacturing. That is this week's special edition of the Groundbreakers Year in Review here on Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch Coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch Coaching.
When I think of the world that I want to live in, it's with people that care, that take risks, that reinvent themselves, reinvent their organizations, reinvent their industries. And Eric's a model citizen for that. He's trying to solve problems. He's trying to bring people into those solutions. He does incredibly well, but he lives generously. I think a community filled with people like Eric that are solving problems, giving it their best, and creating an environment for others to lead and soar and succeed, that's the place I want to live. And so Eric's the type of person that's in my community, and I'm really grateful for that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
I saw a big fat hen out across the road, pecking gravel in the noonday sun, shaking her tail like the queen of the yard, not minding anyone. But the farmer's wife had set the pot to boil, and the dinner table was set. She had collars. baked beans, but you hadn't cooked the main course yet.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation here on this Year in Review Groundbreakers Edition. We're kind of giving a nice salute to those groundbreakers in their respective industry. In our next interview, we talk with Brad Lincoln of Funkworks Brewery out of Fort Collins, Colorado.
Talk to me about that transition, because accounting and sales are two different types of brains.
Yeah.
I mean, accounting more linear thinking, sales more abstract.
And I don't know that I'm great at either one, so it might make me okay at both.
Hey, that's good, man. That's good.
So, I had become an accountant primarily because I had been told that a lot of accountants are really good at starting business. So primarily, accountants start a lot of businesses. You can read financial statements. You get a good understanding of how things work. And so that's why I had chosen to go be an accountant after college. And then getting into the sales, it was much more along the lines of, well, Gordon wasn't going to do sales, and so it looked like it fell to me. And so that's kind of how I got my start in it. I got Laura and I, who was our first employee, got our first 200 accounts, and we kind of grew from there. And I will say, I was not the best salesperson, but I used to be the guy who would call you over in the store and say, hey, you want to try this? And that kind of thing. That was my job. I don't know that I was the best at it, but I was okay enough.
See, that's, it's inspiring that an accountant can go to a sales job and get 200 accounts. And talk to me a little bit about that process, because you've got a new product. Back then, and how long have you...
This was about 6.5 years ago.
So 6.5 years ago was really kind of before the craze took off.
Yeah, and I would say, being in Colorado, there's still a lot of craft breweries, but, we had six or five maybe in Fort Collins where we were, and we were number six. Now we have 21. So it kind of does tell you that we were right on the kind of the forefront of that. But one of the things that stands out to me about that time, kind of getting together and kind of doing the transition from being a captain to going into the sales and the site, is that we, when we first started going, I kind of lost my train of thought here. I apologize. I kind of got distracted with that.
Transition.
Oh, transition. The transition between the two. I apologize.
No, it's okay. The beer's that good.
Yeah, it is. So transitioning from being an accountant to going into the sales world, as we talked about, I was the one who was going to do it. We went and got it started. We had the 200 accounts. There was all these new breweries. But it wasn't where we were able to stand out because we were doing different things than everybody else was. And we started going and got... When we first started going out there, we were selling Saison. People hadn't heard of Saison before. It was very difficult.
What is Saison?
Saison is a Belgian style of beer that is a little bit more dry. It'll either come in more spicy or fruity notes. Okay. There's not a huge hop presence in it, like an IPA or anything like that, but it has a little bit of a hop presence. And then from there, so we were going out, we were telling people what Saison was, and, going from being in brewing school gave me some credibility on it, but what really did...
To listen to the full-length interview with Brad Lincoln or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features with the year-in-review salute to groundbreakers, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street, cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. As we continue our year in review for groundbreakers of industry, we check in with Charles Olson with Whiting Petroleum and find out some of the reinvention they're doing with refracking out in the Bakken oil field. This is Charles Olson, Whiting Petroleum. For me, one of the exciting things of this story of the refrac is you're starting to see how a few years ago, in fact, the second story that we did back in 2012 was that the Bakken isn't an oil boom, it's a technology boom. And there was several reasons for that, the integration of big data, the fracking, just the fracking technology itself. But a lot of it stemmed on the fact that a lot of the experts were talking about how currently the Bakken back then was at about 7% of known technology in order to frack these wells. And then, you know, now I'm hearing we're anywhere around 8 to 10%. So to me, what I'm seeing is that refrac technology happen to where they're discovering a little bit more, whether it's through the ERC or whether it's through the private sector, through Whiting, or you mentioned Marathon was having some good results when it comes to the refrac. Is that what we're seeing here? Is that as they understand more and more of the shale play and the technology, depending on whether it's location, because I understand everyone is different, but as the technology advances, you're going to see more of these refracs happen because that's kind of the longevity of the play. Am I kind of reading these tea leaves right?
You know, those are interesting comments, and I think you hit the nail on the head. Certainly, the percentages you threw out kind of ring a bell in terms of accuracy. I won't comment on them so much as I will just the general philosophy is, again, we're through fracking technology, we're seeing better and better results on newly completed wells, and we've recognized that we can go back to these older wells, apply a lot of those same learnings to refracs, and certainly increase the reserves that we draw out of these older wells. And the real interesting thing about the refracs is it's a very general term. What we're finding now is there are many ways to rework these wells that sort of fall into that general category, and it's starting to feel like all these subcategories are catching a lot of interest and yielding more and more opportunity, under the general umbrella of refrac.
So we're talking about refrac. Do you have an easy way or a very layman's way to describe the difference between a regular frac and a refrac? Because my understanding is that a lot of the same materials are used, aren't they?
That's correct. So a frac is short for hydraulic fracture stimulation treatment. And the technology itself is not new. It's 70 years old. But the goal, and I think I mentioned this the other day, is basically to create a highly conductive path between the formation and the wellbore. And that allows us to accelerate and enhance the recovery. And how we do it, I'll boil it down. We pump water, sand, and a cocktail of very safe chemicals at a high rate. And we do that in the excess of the ability for fluid to leak off into the formation. So we pump it faster than it can leak off. And what happens is that allows us to split the rock open. And then we wedge it open with all that sand that we're pumping. Now, that's a frac. A refrac is very much the same way. We're pumping into a well that's already been fracked. It might have hundreds of fracs that we've already put on it, or it might only have tens of fracs. But really, we're coming back to these old wells that already have fracs in them. They have sand in them. Some of our refracs going to go there. And it's going to serve the purpose of dressing up those old fracs. They might be sort of degraded or plugged off. And the refrac itself, the secondary portion of it that we pump or even the bulk of it, we hope to divert into new portions of the formation along that lateral. And it may be lightly depleted or not depleted at all. And that's where you get the incremental bump in reserves, is contacting those portions that were bypassed before, during the initial completion, because we were limited on technology. So that's really, that really drives at the success of the refrac, is diverting into new portions of the reservoir along that wellbore. Not necessarily growing the fracs further than the original ones, but getting into new portions that were not originally touched by the original frac, if that makes sense.
Charles Olson, Whiting Petroleum, with us talking about a refracs going on in the Bakken. And you mentioned that you guys are kind of either, and I wrote down science project, maintain efficient. Those are kind of the three ways I look at oil and gas when they do a new project like this. The science project, which is it might be costing you guys money, and then maintain is right around that break-even point, and then efficient is where you're actually starting to see some profit on it and chunking them out to some different wells and that sort of thing. A lot of times this is true with natural gas, obviously, with some of those remote natural gas things when it comes to science projects and everything else. With refracs, I guess I'm still learning some of this. Is there a science project phase where you gotta go in and lose some money, knowing that, you know, you'll get the maintain and then the profitability efficiency phase? Or is it the numbers get put into a supercomputer and they're efficient right out of the gate? Talk to me a little bit about, I guess, are you guys becoming efficient with these? You don't have to spill your books, obviously, but just kind of the overview of it.
Now, that's a great question, and again, I touch on this in the presentation, but back in 2014, Whiting started seeing some potential for refracs. Others were doing it, and we felt like it would be a responsible thing to do as an operator to start building a portfolio of refracs. And at the time, you know, we felt we had picked some very good candidates. We went out and refracked these wells, and we had slightly better than a 50% success rate. And, you know, frankly, it was difficult at the time for those economics to compete with what we were delivering with new wells. And we wanted to take some time to evaluate those results long term. Well, in 2016, we revisited it, but we did it in a much more structured manner. You'd mentioned a computer or some sort of black box. Well, we certainly invented a system. I wouldn't call it a computer necessarily. It was basically a five-step process to execute and evaluate forward-going fracs. We recognize, you know, operating 1,400 wells across the basin, that there's a tremendous opportunity. We owe it to ourselves and our investors to figure this out. So step one, of course, involved an extensive candidate selection phase where we did an initial screening. We looked at root cause, you know, behind some of the underperforming wells, and we did a candidate classification process, all under extensive candidate selection phase. And then, you know, we launched off into the design and engineering phase for wells that were chosen to go forward, step three in economic analysis. And then four, of course, was the job execution, and five, plowing those results back into our model and learning from them. So we've done four more over the course of the last year and a half. That doesn't seem like a lot, but again, going back to our measured approach, we had an initial model. We wanted to do a handful of them. All four of them represent different styles of refracs, by the way, and different opportunities. And we're currently pleased with the initial results. We're in that feedback and iteration loop, hoping to you know, leverage those learnings into 2018 and perform a second round of refracs with those learnings, and choose, you know, good candidates and execute according to what we learned on our previous refracs.
To listen to the full-length interview with Charles Olson from Whiting Petroleum, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Because you've been singing all night, driving home the corner of your home.
music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Watch it shine so bright in the candlelight.
It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching. That is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Congratulations! The bank gave you a credit card. It doesn't make you better than me. But you see, nobody gives me credit because I'm a bad risk and I don't pay my bills on time.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next in our year in review, a salute to the groundbreakers of industry, we're checking in with Eric Hatch of Hatch Coaching. He talks about being an authentic person that will create an authentic and profitable business.
And everything in between. And if I were a leader that was stagnant and staying in my own space and place, I would want things to be the way they were yesterday. And maybe we desire that, and yet the landscape has changed. The topography of our industries have changed, and we need to change along with it.
I have, when I had Governor Burgum on, this is what I told him, and then we'll use this to transition into TEDx, because this could be the title of one of your TEDx speeches one day. I told him, I said, what's interesting to me is what I'm, this whole leadership reinvention thing is what I'm telling a lot of like state leaders in terms of politicians is that dinner is no longer at 5:30 and Sunday is not the day of worship. It is a day of worship, meaning we got a lot of times that people are eating dinners nowadays and, you know, lots of different days that people are worshiping. So the world is completely different and you got to understand it. Okay, TEDx, what's happening next, man? I understand that, first of all, you did an MC of TEDxing and then you did a speech on TEDx or a presentation on TEDx. And now I understand you got some momentum going in another direction with TEDx. Talk about that.
Well, those who aren't familiar with the TED platform, it stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, and it was originally created about a dozen or so years ago as a way to simply inspire change and to plant seeds. My friend Greg Tavine calls TEDx a spa for the brain, and the idea is to be challenged with all different types of insight of creative ideas that will institute change in the world. And so I got to host TEDx Fargo in 2016, and a few months after that, I spoke in my very first TEDx event down in Brookings, South Dakota. I spoke on the importance of vulnerability and transparency, and actually how leaders need to show up and declare their brokenness instead of boasting of their successes and their accolades. If you think about it, Jason, if you say that your crap doesn't stink, most everybody just spells stinky crap. And if you say, hey, I'm broken, people will actually lean in instead of lean away. People crave authenticity, and we're in a world right now where leaders need to be authentic. Think about our political scenes. Think about the different landscapes that we find ourselves in. And the folks who we are repulsed by are those who act like they didn't do anything wrong. And so we're finding great joy in that. And that was my first TED opportunity last year in 2016. And so you can go online and search for Eric Hatch and TEDx, and you'll certainly find that video. It's called I Am a Hot Mess. I was then afforded the opportunity to speak down in Watertown, South Dakota a couple of months ago, and I got to speak at another TED event. and I spoke this time on how to run a for-profit with the heart of a non-profit. You see, I found myself working in a for-profit world, which is now real estate and coaching, but prior to that, I spent almost a decade working for a non-profit. I worked at the church that I was baptized and raised in. And I lost my identity when I transitioned. I didn't know how to function in a world where profit was king, and I thought that I lost my purpose and my passion. And so my challenge for people is to simply take a look at how to have a business with purpose and a business with meaning. And if you think about the heart of a nonprofit, the heart of a nonprofit is people and solving a problem. And yet the heart of a profit quite often, a for-profit business is quite often profit and that literal idea of abundance. And I think we can have our cake and eat it too, and we can have a business that does well and yet has major purpose and passion behind it. Therein lies the reason why we've had such high retention, why we have such high job satisfaction, and why we also have magnificent sales.
Eric Hatch, Hatch Coaching, Leadership Summit coming up January 24th through the 26th in Fargo. You got time for just one more before we do a wrap up? I wanted to see. I know you're going to be doing some United Way work. You're like going to be the big chair for the big campaign. But I don't know if they're announcing that yet or getting into that part, because I know they have either a campaign going on, or I don't want to speak before I can speak. So what's going on in the United Way front? Am I too far ahead of the cart here?
No. I serve as the 2018 campaign chair. And so the majority of my 2018 season will be as an ambassador for the United Way, helping to bring awareness to the nonprofits that they support and that they lift up, working with the five bold goals that the United Way has, and that is essentially to eliminate homelessness and poverty in our area, which is such a bold, monumental task, and yet rooted in that, Jason, is the ability to impact our brothers and our sisters and to play for the person next to you. And so that's what I love about the United Way, is it's inspiring and empowering people to give back and to be the hands and feet that we're called to be. And so my 2018 year, I'll be on a speaker circuit of a sort, connecting with all sorts of businesses and involved and invested persons in the area. And I'm so excited for that. On top of that, I'm fortunate I serve as the Young Life Committee Chair. I serve on the Stanford Foundation Board and am active in my local church. And so there's a lot of things that fill my heart and my passion. And yet my ability and my inspiration right now is to give back and to plant seeds in people. And so whether that be through Hatch Coaching or Hatch Realty or the United Way, it's something I'm pretty jazzed for.
All right, let's wrap up here. Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch, he also owns Hatch Real Estate. So if you want to buy or sell, or, you know, I always just tell people, if you want to know anything about real estate, just go ahead and give Eric Hatch a call, because even if he's not going to help you, he'll find someone that will help you. He understands that not everybody's a good fit sometimes, and he's man enough to know that, and that is what has propelled him into Hatch Coaching, is having that honesty with himself, and it's taken off very well. Like I said earlier, Sean Hannity, Barbara Corcoran, what's the guy's name from Rascal Flatts again, Hatch?
Gary Lavoxis is his name.
Okay, thank you. I just always remember the Rascal Flatts, and that's you know, it's nice about individuals versus bands, I guess. But okay, and just kind of a wrapping up format, let's give you kind of a commercial area for your Hatch Coaching Summit, and really it's more of bullet points and brevity for the listeners out there, but that's what commercials are for, so that's what I call the commercial format.
That's right. I would say this, if you in your world consider yourself a leader and you hope to inspire change not only within yourself, but the people who you have the privilege of working with. If you want to be a better version of yourself, and if you want to find a way to give more to the people in your world, which intrinsically will rise the tide with your entire environment, we have the thing for you, and it's at coachingwithhatch.com, our leadership summit coming up January 24th through 26th in our backyard of Fargo, North Dakota. We're going to give you a world-class experience in a local market. And so again, coachingwithhatch.com, check out our leadership summit, get signed up today, and bring every influential leader you know to make a difference.
To listen to the full-length interview with Eric Hatch or to listen to other Groundbreakers Year in Reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
On my cell phone, a wide open prairie out by my grandma's house. And some days I can almost feel the wind blow and taste that cool, dry, dusty autumn air in my mouth. Where the nighttime lights are from light on the horizon.
Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Every time I roll, back around.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
When I feel lost and separated, and every step I take falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. I'll take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down. But right now I'm addicted to emotion and freedom at my selfish solitude provides, and I'd hate to think that I'd become a stranger to the place where I was born, where my heart still resides, where the nighttime lights earth and light on the horizon.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch Coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch Coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Oh, darling, I'm getting a new tattoo.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us on the special Year in Review Groundbreakers Edition. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool. There we go. I had to get my line in there. Okay, in our next interview, we talk with Rick Moon with Frank's Manufacturing. Frank's Manufacturing, talk about it. What is it? What do you guys do?
Yeah, Jason, thanks. We are a plastics manufacturing firm in San Antonio, Texas, have been since 1980. Anything as far as plastic, we vacuum form. So what that is basically, it's not injection molding. It's not roto molding. We basically heat the plastic up and then it adheres to a mold. So we make, for the oil and gas, we have secondary containment tanks or tubs. We're in agriculture, we're in construction, we're in medical devices, similar things like that. We also do grocery vegetable bins for the grocery industry.
How much has the technology changed? I mean, because my guess is it's changed a lot, but you're looking at something that would look the same 10 years ago, I guess?
It's funny you should say that. The machines that we use did start, were put together in 1980. It's a family venture, still is, but they have... fast forward, the automation is at the level of where we're at today. Mm-hmm. They've taken that and they've basically moved forward with the automation, and all the machines that they buy up to this time were not robotics, but the automation is up to date with the newest trends as far as modern equipment.
Mm-hmm. How many different plays are you guys in? Are you in most of the plays in one play? Are you trying to get in all of them?
Yeah.
Talk about your oil and gas business.
That's about one product line that we have. It's 15%. It's a great product because of the bottom line is there's no post-production with that product. It comes right off the factory floor, right onto a pallet where we can ship it. We're basically in the Bakken. We started a market penetration back in 2014. And then we've seen that come to fruition. We're in the Marcellus, we're in the Niobrara, the Uinta, the Permian, the Eagle Ford. Our product basically can fit anywhere because of the environmental impact that it's able to make. It's very, very environmentally sound. It keeps, you know, whether it's an abrasive, a fuel, an additive, a chemical, it prevents it from hitting the ground is the bottom line.
Are these custom? Are they assembly line?
These are assembly line. They're tailored towards the oil and gas industry. So basically what it is, some people refer to it as a secondary containment tank. It's mm-hmm. also known as a tub. It's an open top. We have a closure that we can put over the top of it that we can add to it. But basically it's just a tub. It's a 100-gallon, 200-gallon, 300, a 425, and a 650 is our new prototype that we're, as we see and we keep... tabs on the oil industry. It's going in with a larger container, so it helps us to stay in line with that. And then we have a larger secondary containment tank that can fill that niche.
Okay. What kind of turnaround time does people get on something like this? Does it take a while to make, or do they got to pre-order them, or do you got them lying around ready to go? Or
well, yeah, it's funny you should ask that, Jason. In the oil industry, we have large distributors that we like to support. But if you spend any time in the oil industry, you'll find out that they need it yesterday.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm wondering here, because I've seen these products. Some of them are big.
They are. And we keep an inventory on hand.
Okay.
The reason that it's one of our marketing niches with vacuum forming as opposed to rotomolding, you know, we can almost do double the volume as a rotomolder can do. And some of the rotomolders are our customers, is the bottom line. We're able to sustain not only our growth, but their growth also.
To listen to the full-length interview with Rick Moon with Frank's Manufacturing, or to listen to other groundbreaker features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Like silver sprites, they disappear like phantoms in waves of white. And every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened into sickles like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide it. You and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com. Click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
When you get to me, I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land that's soft and warm, yeah. Hey, yeah.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now you're running on a thin line through a frozen void. No feeling in your fingers, no other choice. You are the queen of the midnight run. 11 years of dark to taste the sun. The AM radio and the dashboard lights. You in the road in the middle of the night. You in the road in the middle of the night. You in the road in the middle of the night. You in the road in the middle of the night. You in the road in the middle of the night. You in the road in the middle of the night. You in the road in the middle of the night. You in the road.
Jack, be quick, Jack, who not jump over the candlestick? Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Sign on our front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through and having children, and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess, and how do you deal with that in life? And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students where the principals have hired him to come and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.